Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine are now evaluating an antidepressant drug as a potential COVID-19 treatment. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer talked with Dr. Eric Lenz, a WashU psychiatrist and principal investigator of this study.
So tell me about this study. What are you looking at?
We're looking at people who have been infected with COVID-19, but they have only mild symptoms, and they're staying at home right now. Because we know that most of those people will do fine. It'll be like having the flu, and they'll get better. But about 20% can develop more serious illness with lung damage, hypoxia, and needing hospitalization. And that often occurs later in the illness, and we're looking to prevent that.
Dr. Lenz, does that second phase of the illness have a name?
Yeah, often people are calling this a cytokine storm, which is simply a reference to the fact that in many illnesses, and this is often in the case of the flu as well, but also with COVID-19, some of the damage is done not by the virus itself, but by our own body's inflammatory response. And in some people, that inflammatory response is an excessive response, which is what some people are calling a cytokine storm, where one's own inflammatory or immune response is causing damage to the lungs and other organs.
So tell us about this drug you're investigating.
So we're actually looking at a drug that's used as an antidepressant. It's called fluvoxamine. It's actually approved in the United States to treat OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. And that's because it acts on a system of the brain called the serotonin system. But it also has another function, which is that it hits a different receptor, which is involved in inflammatory response. And basically, this action has been shown in previous studies to reduce damaging aspects of the inflammatory response during illness. And so we think it might have a beneficial effect in COVID-19 infection as well.
What patients would be involved in this study?
Right. So this is for people who've recently begun having symptoms of COVID-19 infection and gone and gotten tested and have tested positive, but then they're at home, not hospitalized. So these are people with active illness. What we would do is provide them the medication and everything else they need to monitor themselves. And we can conduct this study remotely with people. We don't come to their house other than to just drop off the kit with the medication and supplies.
That's a lead researcher, Dr. Eric Lenz at Washington University School of Medicine. For more information, visit the study's website at stopcovidtrial.wustl.edu. We'll hear more from Dr. Lenz coming up at 8:20 on KMOX. KMOX News Time is 8:23. The latest possible COVID-19 treatment being studied at Washington University School of Medicine involves a psychiatric drug. Fluvoxamine is an antidepressant currently used to treat patients with obsessive compulsive disorder. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer talked to the lead researcher of this study, WashU psychiatry professor Dr. Eric Lenz.
It doesn't require in-person monitoring. It's all done by phone and computer. The nice thing about this medication that we're testing, fluvoxamine, is it doesn't have cardiac effects or other effects that would require laboratory monitoring or in-person visits. So the medication can be taken at home, and the whole study, in fact, can be done remotely in this way.
So there aren't many safety concerns with this medication?
Correct. If this study shows it to be beneficial, this is already an inexpensive, available FDA-approved medication. It's been around for decades, and we know a lot about its safety. So it is something that could be potentially widely used to reduce the damaging effects of the COVID infection in people.
How many participants do you need for this study?
We are recruiting about 150 for this initial study. And if the results are promising, then we would probably move on to do a larger study after that.
And how would a patient find out if they could take part in this study?
Yeah, thank you. The best way to find out is to either contact us or contact the study website. The name of the study is the Stop COVID Trial, and you can find it online at the website Stop COVID Trial. That's all one word, .wustl, which is WUSTL.edu. You can also email us at this address, stopcovidtrial@wustl.edu, or simply call us 314-747-1137. We're interested in any adults who have just recently tested positive, for example, within the last few days for COVID-19 and are at home with symptoms of the illness.
How hopeful are you, Dr. Lenz?
Well, of course, I'm hopeful based on the previous studies that have been done with this medication. But the point is here, this really needs to be rigorously tested before we would even think to offer it as a treatment to people. We shouldn't offer treatments just based on hope, but based on actual tests. And so that's what this study is. It's a test of whether this treatment really has promise and could work. So people participating in this study would be helping us answer this important question.
Washington University School of Medicine Professor of Psychiatry, Dr. Eric Lenz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.